Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 16th of April 2024. Essence. Sweet children, in order to become Sato Pradhan, remember the Father with love. Shiv Baba, the Lord of Divinity, has come to make you into the masters of the land of divinity. Question. By imbibing which one thing do you children become worthy of praise? Answer. When you become very, very humble, you must not have arrogance about anything. Become very sweet. If you become arrogant, enmity arises. You can become the highest and the lowest according to your purity. When you are pure, you receive respect, and when you become impure, you have to bow down to everyone. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you children. The father understands that he is explaining to you children. It has been explained to you children that on the path of devotion, they have made many pictures with different names. For instance, in Nepal, they believe in the Lord of Divinity. They have a very big temple to him, but in fact, there is nothing there. There are just four doors and four images. They have placed Sri Krishna in the fourth room. Perhaps they have even changed it now. It would surely be Shiv Baba who should be called the Lord of Divinity. He alone makes human beings into those with divine intellects. So first of all explain to them, God is the highest on high, then there is the whole world. There is no world in the subtle region. After that, there are Lakshmi and Narayan or Vishnu. In fact, the Vishnu temple is wrong. There is no human being such as Vishnu, the one with four arms. The father explains. That is the image of Lakshmi and Narayan, who are shown combined in the form of Vishnu. Lakshmi is separate from Narayan. They have shown Vishnu with four arms in the subtle region. That is, they have combined the two and made a four-armed image. But there isn't anyone like that. The four-armed image that they show in the temple belongs to the subtle region. They have shown the four-armed image with a conch shell, discus, mace, and lotus, etc. There isn't anything like that. You children have the discus. In Nepal, they have shown a very big image of Vishnu in a pool of milk. On the days of worship, they pour a little milk into it. The father explains everything to you very clearly. No one else can explain the meaning of Vishnu in this way. They don't even know him. It is God himself who explains to you. Shiv Baba is called God. He is only one, but those on the path of devotion have given him many names. You would not use many names now. People stumble around a lot on the path of devotion. You too have stumbled around a great deal. If you were to see the temples now, you would explain to them that the highest on high is God, the Supreme Soul, the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. souls say through their bodies, O Supreme Father, there is his praise, the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of happiness. On the path of devotion they have many images of just the One. On the path of knowledge there is just the One who is the ocean of knowledge. He alone is the purifier and the bestower of salvation for all. You have the whole cycle in your intellects. The highest on high is the Supreme Soul. It is remembered, remember me and receive happiness. This means, remember the One Father alone and continue to remember him, and all the pain and suffering of the body will be removed. Then you will attain the status of liberation in life. This is known as liberation in life. You receive this inheritance of happiness from the Father. You would not be alone in receiving it. There would definitely be a kingdom. It means that the Father is establishing a kingdom. In the Golden Age, there are the king, queen, and subjects. There is everyone. You are now receiving this knowledge, and so you will go and take birth in a great clan. You receive a lot of happiness. When establishment has taken place, dirty souls will experience punishment and go back home. They will go and reside in their own sections. All of those many souls will come, and they will then continue to grow in number. It should remain in your intellects how they come down from up above. It isn't that instead of two leaves, there should be 10 leaves emerging at the same time. No. The leaves emerge naturally according to the law. This is a very big tree. They show that there is growth of hundreds of thousands in one day. First of all, explain that God, the Purifier, is the highest on high. He is also the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. He comes and gives happiness to all the actors who are unhappy. It is Ravan who causes you sorrow. People don't even know that the Father has come, so that they could come and understand this. Many do understand this, but then they go away. Similarly, when you are bathing and your foot slips, you fall into the water. Baba is experienced. This is an ocean of poison. Baba is taking you to an ocean of milk, but Maya, the alligator, also swallows good Maharatis. They die alive in the Father's lap and then go into Ravan's lap. That is, they die. It is in the intellects of you children that the highest on high Father creates creation. There is no history or geography of the subtle region, even though you do go to the subtle region and have visions. You see the four-armed image there. There is the image of that, and so it is in your intellects. Therefore, although you definitely do have a vision of that, there is nothing like that. Those are images of the path of devotion. Even now the path of devotion still continues. When the path of devotion ends, those images will not remain. All of those things will be forgotten in heaven. It is now in your intellects that Lakshmi and Narayan are the two forms of the four-armed image. The worship of Lakshmi and Narayan is the worship of the four-armed image. The Lakshmi and Narayan temple is the temple of the four-armed image. It is the same thing. No one else has knowledge of these two. You know that that is the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. You would not call it the kingdom of Vishnu. He carries out sustenance. He is the master of the whole world, and so he sustains the whole world. God Shiva speaks, I teach you Raja Yoga. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and your sins will be burnt away in the fire of yoga. You have to explain this in detail. Tell them, this is the Gita, but they have just put Sri Krishna's name in the Gita, and that is wrong. They have defamed everyone, and this is why Bharat has become Tamu Pradhan. It is now the end of the Iron Aged world. This is called the Tamu Pradhan Iron Age. Those who are Sato Pradhan are the ones who have taken 84 births. You definitely have to go through birth and rebirth. When you have taken your full 84 births, the Father has to come. It isn't a question of just one person claiming the first number. There was his whole kingdom, and that definitely has to exist again. The Father says to everyone, consider yourselves to be souls, remember the Father, and your sins will be cut away in the fire of yoga. Everyone has become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. Now, how can you become beautiful from ugly? Only the Father teaches you this now. The Sri Krishna soul definitely comes after taking different names and forms. Those who were Lakshmi and Narayan will become that after 84 births. So the Father comes and enters this one at the end of the last of his many births. This one then becomes the master of the Sato Pradhan world. You worship the Lord of Divinity and also Shiva. Shiva must definitely have made them into Lords of Divinity. There has to be the teacher. He is the ocean of knowledge. You now have to become Sato Pradhan Lords of Divinity. Therefore, remember the Father with a lot of love. He is the one who removes everyone's sorrow. The Father is the one who gives happiness. This is a forest of thorns. The Father has come to make it into a garden of flowers. The Father gives you his own introduction. I enter this ordinary old body of the one who doesn't know his own births. God speaks, I teach you Raja Yoga. So this is a godly university. Your aim and objective is to become kings and queens, and so subjects too will definitely be created. People speak a lot about yoga. Those on the path of isolation perform all types of hatha yoga. They cannot teach you Raja Yoga. The Father only teaches one type of yoga. He simply says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father. Your 84 births have ended, and you now have to return home. You now have to become pure. Remember the One Father and put aside everyone else. On the path of devotion, you used to sing, "When you come, we will connect ourselves to you alone." Therefore, you surely received your inheritance from Him alone. For half a cycle there is heaven, and then, when the kingdom of Ravan begins, there is hell. You have to explain in this way. Do not consider yourselves to be bodies. Souls are imperishable, and the whole part that each of you plays is recorded in your souls. Now remember Shiv Baba, and your boat can go across. When sannyasis become pure, they receive so much respect. Everyone bows down to them. According to your purity, you can become the lowest and the highest. The deities are the highest of all. Sannyasis become pure for one birth, and then they take their next birth through vice. Deities exist in the Golden Age. You are now studying and also teaching others. Some study but are unable to explain to others because they don't imbibe this knowledge. Baba would say, "What can the Father do if it is not in your fortune?" If the Father were to sit and give blessings to everyone, everyone would then receive a scholarship. It is on the path of devotion that they give blessings. It is on the path of devotion that they give blessings. Sannyasis do the same. People would go to a sannyasi and say, "I want a son. Please give me this blessing." "Okay. May you have a son." If they have a daughter instead, they would say, "It was destined." If they have a son, they would sing praise of him and fall at his feet. However, if the child dies, they would start weeping and wailing and would insult the guru. The guru would say, "It was destined." They would say, "Why did you not tell us this before?" When a person who has died comes back to life, that too would be called destiny. That is also fixed in the drama. The soul hides somewhere, and the doctors think that that person has died and has then become alive again. Even someone lying on a funeral pyre would get up. When a person believes in one, they all begin to follow that one. You children have to remain very humble. You must not have the slightest arrogance. Nowadays, if you show the slightest arrogance to anyone, enmity increases. You have to move along with great sweetness. The sound will spread in Nepal too. It is not now the time for you children to be praised. Otherwise, all their places would fall apart. If eminent people awaken and relate this in gatherings, many others would then come following them. No MP or any such person has emerged to sit and praise you and say, "No one, apart from the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, can teach the ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat." You children have to be very clever and miraculous. You should learn from others how to give lectures. The Father teaches you the way to do service. Each Murli that Baba speaks, he would have spoken it in the same way accurately every cycle. It is fixed in the drama. The question, why is it like this, cannot arise. Baba explains to you whatever he has to explain according to the drama. I continue to explain to you. People ask many questions. Tell them, first of all, become man above. By knowing the Father, you will come to know everything. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Learn methods of doing service and become very clever and miraculous, magical. Imbibe this knowledge and also inspire others to imbibe it. Make your own fortune by studying. 2. Do not show the slightest arrogance about anything. Become very, very sweet and humble. Be cautious of Maya the alligator. Blessing. May you let the past be the past in an elevated way and pass with honours, and your past will then become a memorial. It has to be. Past is past. The time and scenes will pass, but you must have every thought and pass every moment in passing with honours. That is, let the past be the past in such an elevated way that when you bring the past into your awareness, only wah wah emerges in your heart. Let many souls learn a lesson from your past story. Let your past become a memorial, and people will continue to sing your praise. Kirtan. Slogan, make an elevated plan for your own benefit. The world will then receive Sakash. Om Shanti.